Hi, this is Dr. Will Clower, and this week we're talking about how to defeat stress, not just how to defeat the to-do list, but the stress response itself, which comes from inside you. One of the best ways to do that, here's a technique, and it's something I want you to focus on, is to get out of your head. For me, what I know is that when I have the 10,000 things zinging around in my head about what to do, about this or that that's going on with my children, and then this or that that's going on with me and my wife and the plans we're doing, and what about my parents, oh my gosh, and my to-do list, and oh, the company, and how do you head off this thing, and watch out for the finances, it goes on and on and on. That is a stress inducer. The way to beat that is to get something called the singular focus. When people meditate, when they all for hours in their purple robes on top of the mountain, what they're doing, basically, is getting a singular focus. That way, they cut out all that noise, that hamster wheel that spins in your head and creates cortisol, creates a stress response, which does all those bad things. The way to get rid of that is to take 2 minutes, take 5 minutes, take 10 minutes, and focus on one thing. Become a sensual person by focusing on one thing that comes from your senses. You've heard the phrase, take the time to smell the roses. It's a hackneyed phrase, but basically what you're doing when you do that is you are paying attention to one thing at a time. That's your goal. Smell the roses. When you taste your food and you are present to only that, you are in essence in a state of meditation. It's small, but the more you do it, the more you practice, the more you can come in and out of that and block out the world so you can be more effective in your life. That's your goal. Find your singular focus by smelling the roses, by becoming a sensual person. Pay attention to one sense at a time. I'm Dr. Will Clower. If you have any questions, please get in touch with us. info@willclower.com. Take care. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.